In 2018, the Ministry of Defence became one of the 250 organisations that have signed the Care Leavers Covenant. A promise to provide support for care leavers aged 16 to 25 and to help them live independently. Since then, Defence has been working hard to live up to that standard and to raise awareness of the assistance available to care leavers of all ages who are serving in the armed forces. We've been exploring the experiences of people serving who have a care background and what they've learnt along the way. In this episode, we'll be looking at what more can be done to ensure that the MOD continues to build on the progress that's already been made. It's an issue that Professor Mike Steen from York University has some clear ideas about. He used to work as a probation officer and childcare worker, and now researches the problems and challenges faced by care leavers for the last 45 years. He says a fundamental issue for the MOD is understanding and acknowledging the impact of a background in care.
The research evidence shows that too many young people move between their placements. They may not settle in their foster placement. They may move to another placement. Some may move back home and then move back into a children's home or another residential placement. And because many come from families where they've experienced abuse, neglect, family problems, that seriously often impairs their educational development, both cognitively and by the fact that they've often missed a lot of school. A third main challenge they face is coping with mental health problems. Again, because of their family background, this casts a long shadow on their lives, and children in care aged 11 to 15 are 4 to 5 times more likely to have mental health problems than same age children living with their families. And the evidence shows that they're often less likely to go on to higher education, more likely not to be in education, employment and training, experience homelessness and have mental health problems.
It's considering these factors from the outset that will, says Professor Steen, help the MOD offer better provision for care leavers who join up.
What can young people expect when they're in the armed forces? What support can they expect? How is that going to be coordinated between the armed forces and local councils who continue to have legal responsibilities for young people up to 21 years of age and beyond, now up to 25 if they want it? How those arrangements are coordinated, how they're made explicit, and how they're discussed with young people. The last thing that young people want is to be stigmatised or identified in front of other young people as care experienced. It has to come from them, not be labelled from outside. So they wanted to be treated equally, but have the opportunity personally and privately for their needs to be understood. It's about creating a culture that care experienced young people feel able to access the support they need privately when they need it during the different stages of their service career.
Professor Steen says maintaining those communication channels is vital to enabling a care leaver's military career to flourish.
Past family relationships, they all crop up from time to time. They don't disappear. They don't disappear. Where young people have been abused or neglected or ill-treated, young people need to make sense of that, and that will crop up. They also, where they have brothers and sisters, they'll want positive contact with them. That will crop up. So there are a broad series of issues that will crop up when young people are serving in the armed forces that will be very important to them, to their identity, to have an identity around their family, even though their family often hasn't been able to care for them. And I think that the commanding officers, the instructors, those in the chain of command would need an understanding of that. Young people now are far more able to talk about these issues, so they're more likely want to discuss that with key people, and they'll need a receptive ear when those issues crop up. So there will be sadness, but also important to recognise that the armed forces may offer them ever such a lot.
And the benefits of a military career is something that Paul Skidmore knows all about. He's a team manager in the Leaving Care Service at Leeds City Council and works directly with young people who are leaving care. He's supported a number of them into MOD careers and served in the armed forces before moving into his current line of work.
I've been really, really lucky in my career in that, I did spend 18 years in the Royal Air Force, which I absolutely adored. I went to the Falklands, I was in the second part of the Gulf War. And then I took voluntary redundancy, and then went into social work, and fairly quickly from there, worked with young people who were looked after, but also leaving care. And I've been doing that for well over 20 years now. I was around when the Leaving Care Act 2000 came in. And I think that was the first significant change in the life of care leavers. And I think the changes have been extremely positive. So the MOD have built on that and the Armed Forces Covenant has built on that. And I just think the connection that comes from that is the most helpful thing. We're all working to the same aim, to achieve the same outcomes.
For Paul, the importance of those connections can't be stressed enough. He believes it's vital that care leavers wanting a military career are reassured that the MOD is able and willing to build into that partnership.
I think the challenge comes from when a young person gets to 18. When they're looked after, they've probably got quite a large network of support around them. By and large, that network of support disappears at 18. And it's a very nervous time for the young person because they will have already developed a relationship with a social worker, and we work in quite a different way as far as I see it. In that, previously when somebody's been looked after, it's more around about advising and kind of saying this is what we want you to do. Where when the change to the culture is that we're working with the young person and saying what is it we can do to help you to achieve your goals. So that's quite a different way of working. And it's kind of getting used to that. I think some young people find that quite difficult. I also feel that a lot of young people find they get to the 18th birthday and want to make some quite dramatic changes. So the last thing we want to do is for them to leave care early. So we want to delay the point at which they leave care. So for me, it would be making sure that we've got somebody we can contact when they do join up, and obviously they'll move away. We've got a duty to keep in touch, but that's, you know, normally we want to do that face to face. That may well not be that easy with somebody who's in the armed forces, but what we can do, we can find different mechanisms for making sure we keep in touch. I mean, we would encourage the young person to have somebody from the armed forces come to their reviews, because reviews would continue at least until they're 21. So I guess it's gaining that relationship and a positive relationship with the people who are looking after the young person in the armed services.
Paul believes that as far as defence is concerned, there's been palpable improvement as the MOD is becoming more aware that care leavers may have unique needs.
I suppose it might only feel like a very kind of small element of it, really. But I can remember going down to into the local recruitment office and explaining to them, you know, around about consent. In those days, it was very difficult for local authorities and care leaving services to sign a form to say that we will give consent, or looked after children rather to give consent, and they would be very insistent on it had to be a parent. But I think we've gone past that stage now, so those barriers have been overcome. I think the armed services actually understand care leavers far better now than they used to do, and they probably understand the kind of support that we can give to them, and what our expectations would be from them as well.
But, of course, there's always more to do, from both sides.
We've extended our responsibilities to care leavers up to 25. But I would question what happens to somebody who's a care leaver who goes past the age of 25. I'd want to make sure that whenever that young person or the adult is leaving the armed forces, we're there to kind of say, you can come back, you can return to us, and ask for certain elements of support after they've left the armed services. So you know, things like accommodation and setting up a home, and getting into work, I think would be the crucial ones for me. So it is a difficult transition. I suppose I was fortunate. I'd been in so long. I was, you know, I had the finances to come back and buy my own house and things like that. Where, I, you know, if I don't know how, you know, you'd hope the care leaver would have the same experience and even longer. But, you know, we do know that some people leave fairly quickly once they've joined up because they may not kind of enjoy the experience. So I think it's crucial that we pick up on that as well and make sure that we kind of worked with the MOD on the resettlement and particularly on kind of moving into employment and things like that. But I also know what a wonderful experience it is. So and they can do things that they probably would never have dreamt of doing, really. You know, kind of the training and the traveling and things like that are just absolutely wonderful. So I would certainly encourage any care leaver, any young person to join the armed forces.
Thanks for listening. For more information about care leavers in the military and their first-hand experiences, listen to the other episodes in this series.